Chapter 4. Before. Austria, 1943. In the early morning, Declomp was lit with shafts of sunlight that warmed the gold squares on the oak floorboards. Malutki and Eliza sat upon these squares, rolling marbles across the floor. Jacob sat with his snails that he'd taken from their box, setting them down to move across the shadows. It was too early for the bar to have opened, and Alfredo assured them they would be safe, that they would have the place to themselves, empty tables and empty chairs and an echo of their own voices. Alfredo had given them bread and slices of cheese to eat, with glasses of milk that had arrived on a cart at first light, sloshing in metal jugs that clanked bell-like against each other. Jacob lifted up a snail, looked at the underside of it.
"Drying up in the sunlight, Ma," he said.
Law was barely listening. To the right of where they were sitting was the place she had once regarded as her place, or his place, sometimes their place. Either way, it was where she and Yavi had once known to look for the other. In the far corner, beneath a bookshelf stacked and cramped with old books, leather-covered with hearty browns, mahoganies and greens. It was so familiar, even after all these years. She could remember clearly how it had been to enter Declomp and see him there, slumped and reading, or pushing away the contents of his plate, a last small mouthful resting in its centre, which he would unconsciously leave. Unlike the Romans, she used to think, who vomited in bowls so they could consume more, but deliberately left a morsel to inform their host that they were full. For Yavi, it was something deeper than that. A need to know that, should he need it, there was food enough for him to eat, that he would not starve. Declomp, the shoe, he had said the very first time they had sat in that place, before it had become their own.
"If you had to, would you go choosing them shoes over your winter coat?"
"Yes," she said.
"Yes."